Hello, hello, hello. And we are here. Welcome back to Bohemian Blues and Something You've Never Heard Before. We're just about to start our show for the first time in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, DJ Dillinger couldn't be with us this week. He's doing something like homework or some shit like that. Lazy bastard. Anyways, we've got guest host Camille, whatever the fuck her last name is.
Last name's Stormont.
I just call you Camille Storm because every time she enters the room, it's just like a cloud dangling over my head. My own personal cloud of sadness. Camille, how about you say hi to all of our very few, if any, listeners?
Hello, listeners. I'm glad you're here.
Now, Camille thinks that she can play something to impress anyone. But you know what? I think I'm gonna take it away with the first one. I'm feeling a little. What am I feeling? I guess I'm gonna play this song. The song that's about to go on is me playing.
Make no mistake, I don't do anything for free. I keep my enemies closer than my mirror ever gets to me. And if you think that there is shelter in this attitude, where do you feel?
Just downloaded Silver Jews, aren't we all proud of her? I actually am, because I know that band.
He told me to download it, so I did.
Did I tell you to download it?
Yeah.
And you listened to me all.
Yeah.
All right, well, Camila, I suppose it's your turn
to
entertain us, or whatever it is that you do.
What should I break out?
Well, actually, you know what? I'll let you think about it for a little bit while I talk about that. That was Jack White and Norah Jones singing together on a Danger Mouse album. Danger Mouse produced it. It's called Rome.
And I started the music because it's Camille's really thing now. So you can listen
look
to
at that.
Now.
We've ceased to care about what I have to say. Okay, fine. Well, goodbye then.
You feel for me, from your heart.
You guys missed it, but Camille and me just professed our love for each other.
We're gonna get married.
It's gonna happen at some point, for sure. Anyways, Camille, how excited are you for the end of No Shave November?
So pumped. All the guys look so ugly right now.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't like this prepubescent, like, fucking peach fuzz that's grown to, like,
ew,
10 inches.
Ew.
Yeah, you was the right response. I'm excited. Because I couldn't shave. One does not simply shave.
Oh, you're excited for the end of it.
Okay. I'm excited for the end of it.
I get
it.
I would be too if I had that gross little mustache on my face.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a little caterpillar above your lip.
Hey, guess what? It don't upset the ladies, okay? Because November's been an especially profitable
month. You look like
a
dirty Mexican.
Wow, racism. Like, I guess we're bringing racism into the mix here. You know what? How about you just tell
there's
people?
What did we just hear? Little carpet shag on the bottom of your chin too.
What did we just?
You can only tell if you look really close.
I know where it is.
Really close.
You're so mean.
To carve the eye, we're essentially carving the eyeball, which is spherical, and then fitting the eyelids round the eyeball. To do this, we first cut in to the top lid here, and then chip away the eyeball. Then we cut the lower lid and chip away the eyeball again, and then we shape the eyeball until we've got a nice spherical shape. So the first cut.
Yeah.
was Foxy Shazam's Killing It from their self-titled album.
Wasn't it, though?
What?
Wasn't it, though?
It most certainly was, Camille. Are you trying to challenge me on purpose, or, like, what is this?
I'm just trying to make a comment. I just
want
to get my...
Is this a goddamn mutiny?
I just want your attention.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Camille's going to play something or
my
other...
Turn.
She's gonna do something now. She calls this music. I call it crap.
Oh.
All right. I don't. What are you playing, Camille?
Well, I don't think I'm muted anymore. What are you doing?
You unmuted the wrong thing.
Unmuted the wrong thing. Whatever.
Hey.
This is quasi.
None of that. Yeah. A couple of listeners. That's nice.
That is nice.
It's almost like someone cares.
Not in this room.
Anyways, we're gonna hear a little bit about what some dude thinks is gonna happen on 2012. Probably gonna cut it off with some music soon.
Oh, don't show him that.
Well, you know, I think 2012 is massively overblown, overhyped. But when you have certain beliefs in something like a year, well, those things can be then manipulated by the control system to make you think they're happening, because maybe that in some ways is what we'll see, because what they want is people like in states of fear, anxiety, because, you know, when you're in a state of fear and anxiety, people even use this phrase. And the heaviness they're feeling, their anxiety, their fear, is because those emotional states, again,
so get your leather
software, all the energy.
Weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the expeditionary force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made.
How about that? That was embarrassing. Winston Churchill started babbling over the mics. And then Camille played a song early.
Nah, that was not me.
That was most certainly you.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm the one who messed up.
I am not the one who messed up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Hey, try talking in the mic a little better.
Yeah, shut up, whore.
Hey, don't give me that.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm a lady.
Southern Bells are not ladies.
Unmute me.
You're not muted.
Mute this. I was real. Wow.
Good work.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what happens when I let someone from Louisiana in the studio. They just start fucking everything up just like the Levees. Ooh, yeah, I went.
And he thought to himself, oh man, I gotta get away from the bear. Hope he don't chase. Oh no, he's gonna chase me. Oh no, I better just turn around and chase him back. Cause guess what? I'm on a buffalo.
Dear God.
Can't fly. Just look at me. It ain't even a goddamn possibility. When I know that Saturdays they are bust. The oval when you wake up. You're drunk. Oh, I love so she can break my heart. Love's over when it's ending, but it's ending from the start. Oh, and I can't fly. Just look at me. Ain't even a goddamn possibility. Oh, but when I was younger, oh, those souls, they seemed so real. But now just a little bit. Oh, and now I'm just a little bit. And I know, Lord, I know that they lie. Oh, I know that parties, they are a drag. The girls all think you're no good when you want them so bad. Oh!
Well, how about that?
I want to talk first.
Fine. Go.
You already talked.
All right, how about we do it this way? I'll talk and then you can talk first after that.
That'd be talking second.
Great. So that's what you did. Okay. We're all happy then. You know, I'm just, like, noticing a strange thing. Like, last year around this time, pretty much everyone was abuzz about a little 2012 apocalypse, all right?
You know what? I think we just got news. Didn't we just get news that the world's gonna end tonight? Isn't that the right thing?
Anyways, we're talking
no
more seriously.
Homework.
Anyways, so last year in December, which it's almost December right now, it's not quite December. Everyone was talking about one more year, ha ha. You know, everyone that was the thing that everyone had to talk about. You know,
what day in December are we gonna die? What day in December?
December 21st.
December 21st.
December 21st.
Oh, that's my half birthday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18 and a half.
That's the shortest day in the year. Well, it's going to be even shorter now.
It's going to be the last day in the year. Yeah, good to end on a short note. But either way, I think it's pretty funny that, like, now that the timing is upon us, like...
And that's what you texted me. I think he likes that phrase.
The time is upon us. All right, look, now that the timing's nearly upon us, I think it's a little weird that people aren't talking about it. But I guess, you know, it's just like, you can't help it, so you just sort of... try to ignore it. I guess we should just avoid the topic.
Across
the
country, yet another major system working its way up the eastern seaboard and will park itself over the Maritimes, dumping 10 to 20 feet by Sunday. So be sure to dress the way you'd like to be found by archaeologists of the future, chipping your corpse out of its icy grave. Environment Canada also recommends eating family members in descending order of age.
Camille?
So look out, Grandpa.
I said let's not talk about it.
Okay, moving west.
That's what my mother always
now you
said.
Folks right. in the prairies,
her mother says
not to talk about it. A
cold right.
snap
we're going to avoid the subject.
Only seen on other
that's
worlds like Io.
Bohemian
the icy
blues
moon
and
of
something
Jupiter.
Heard before.
Many,
hey,
many
when
people will die as this extreme high pressure system scours your area.
The place to not hear
everything
about the apocalypse. We're not going to talk about the apocalypse. We're not going
to
talk about the end of the world.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire. Fury's breathing down your neck. Team by team reporters baffle Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane. Fine, then. Overflow. Population common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs.
Bernstein, Leonid, Brezhnev, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, boom. Standing on the line at the salt mine with the slugs.
REM followed by Titus Andronicus's new album Local Natives. Been listening to that one a lot.
Isn't Local Natives also a band?
Not Local Natives, my bad. Local Business.
Ah.
I was thinking about Local Natives because they're also coming out with a new album soon, and I'm really excited.
You know, I saw them live. I didn't like them.
I saw them live 3 times, and I love them.
Why would you? I mean, they sound exactly like their recorded stuff.
You gotta talk a little louder, Camille. Especially when you're spilling such bullshit out your mouth.
You went over the limit.
Over what limit?
Over the fucking like bar limit. You turned red. That's red equals death.
Bullshit. Try to max it out. You can't. I bet you're not capable.
Bullshit.
Oh, look, just a little bit. Just a little pinch
that
of red.
That was so much more red than you.
Then bullshit. No, it was not. It wasn't.
Bullshit.
Whatever.
All right. Fine. You win.
Good.
Right,
good
whatever.
Luck. Keep trying.
Shut up.
Day Trotter! Hey man, what's up? We're called the Gay Blades, and you're listening to Day Trotter! Storm, and I don't believe they have a home inside of me.
how about that? We're here in the yurt, we're having one of the more depressing conversations of life.
Yeah, he's asking me why I want to live.
No, I'm asking everyone that.
Whatever.
Anyways.
I think the apocalypse is getting to his brain.
Apocalypse is getting to everyone everywhere.
Everyone, everywhere.
In so little time.
Oh my god, I nabbed it.
I am California, yeah.
Unacceptable.
Iced tea in my hair. Drugs fall out of diaper bags. Is Midwesterner stare.
What was that?
Wow, you cut that out early. There was still 14 seconds left.
Really? Well,
yeah,
too late now.
Dick.
Too late now. Miss Cuddy off.
Miss Cuddy off.
All right. Anyways, you're not getting this.
That's
one.
That's clever.
Anyways, just so that the general public knows and is not robbed of the information, next week I am excited to say that the play A Sister's Grimm will be going up in the Red Barn. It is free, so everyone can afford that.
Is it like a Brothers Grimm?
It's like it, but it's not the same thing. It's a Hampshire original written by Rachel.
Written by a feminist?
It's written by a girl. I mean, aren't all females feminists?
No.
It's directed by Sierra. It's her Div 3. I'm the tech director, so you know I'm the real star of the show. The guy in black pulling the strings, quite literally.
I want to hit him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, You Ain't Alone by Alabama Shakes coming up.
You ain't alone.
you do? You fucking turned mine down.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, stop
I'm,
that.
I'm muting the mics.
You're muting the mics.
Fucking loon tag.
Fucking bitch.
Play ourselves out here with a little Delta
Wait, why'd
spirit.
Wait, why'd you stop it?
I didn't stop it. It ended.
Oh, what?
Oh,
Thank you, everyone. Check us out next week. Last show of the year and possibly last show of a lifetime.
I'm glad to have been here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck getting back. Good luck getting back in here. All right. I'm just kidding. We love Camille, apparently.
Apparently.
All right.
Obviously.
Enjoy the
rest
master.
Of your night. Enjoy the end of the world.